nice to have a buddy, isn't it? And in humans, friendships are associated with longer, healthier lives. And that, it turns out, is true of dolphins too, at least as far as the males go. A new study suggests long-term dolphin bromances don't just shape behaviour, they may actually slow biological ageing. The research draws on more than 40 years of data from Shark Bay in WA, looking at a group of Indo-Pacific bottlenose dolphins. Dr. Livia Gerber led the research for this study with the University of New South Wales, and she's now a postdoctoral fellow with the CSIRO. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Olivia Gerber, first of all, how do you actually measure friendship in the dolphin world?
It's very similar to how we would measure friendships in humans. So dolphin friends, they also just are seen together a lot of time because they spend a lot of time playing together, eating together, resting together. So what we're doing is we know most of the individual dolphins in Shark Bay due to having been there for over 40 years. And then we just have a look on our boats, which individuals spend a lot of time together. And that gets us a really good idea of, about their social relationship with each other.
And are we talking about, two dolphins hanging out together or a group of dolphins?
It's usually a group. So there are, you know, like as in humans, like some prefer to have a small group of friends, other have a bigger group of friends, but most of them are groups between 3 to 14 males that are consistently seen together.
Oh, 3 to 14. Wow, that's a big friendship group. And you've been looking at whether this friendship helps them age more slowly. Tell us how you do that and what you find.
So, yeah, I've been really intrigued by all of this research that I have been seeing coming out of humans about friendships being so beneficial for us. And then having studied the dolphin for a while, I was like, oh, I'm sure they also get other benefits from friendships that are really similar to humans. And for a while I was thinking like, how could I do this? How can I measure if friendships are good for our aging process, for longevity? First, I was thinking I could simply look at lifespan, but then dolphins are so long-lived that despite having a presence for 40 years in Shark Bay, we may have the full lifespan for only a handful. And then I came across this tool called an epigenetic clock that has been widely applied in humans, which looks at small changes in DNA as we're aging and is an incredibly accurate biomarker for biological age. And then I was thinking, dolphins are mammals, humans are mammals, and there was evidence that these epigenetic clocks also do work in mammals. So I was just trying to use the same tool, and I managed to calibrate this epigenetic clock and then calculate biological ages and apply it to the dolphin system.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm speaking with Dr. Livia Gerber from CSIRO about new research showing male dolphins with close friends age more slowly. What is an epigenetic clock?
So when I think most people are very familiar with DNA, but probably less so with epigenetics. So it is, as we're aging, there's like different chemical tags that are attaching themselves to the DNA in a very kind of clockwise predictable manner over time. So it is a tool that allows us to estimate someone's chronological age if we don't know their chronological age. But it has been found that it's actually a reflection of biological age. So if we look at, let's say, 240-year-old humans or any other animals, then if we kind of get an estimate of 45 years, then that person is aging faster. And if we get an estimate of 35 years, then that person can be said to age slower.
And we're talking about the male dolphins. Don't the female dolphins have friends?
They absolutely do have friends. And look, as a woman myself, I absolutely never want to be that researcher that is like, oh, I'm just looking at one sex and I'm going to neglect a more complicated one in so many aspects. So the females, they do have friendships as well, but they are a little bit more fluid. So they change relationships over the course of their lives, also because they have a lot of work to do raising their offspring, and they often hang out with females with offspring of similar age to their own. And the males, they have these incredibly stable relationships pretty much from 4 years onwards until they are 40. So if we look at a dolphin social network, a male dolphin social network, when he is 4 years old, it's pretty much going to be exactly the same 20 years later. And that's not the case in females. So their relationships are a bit more fluid, a little bit more complicated. So I always say I would love to do this study again, but probably we need another 10 years of observational data just to get to the core of the female relationships as well and have them really figured out as well.
Sounds like you've got your work cut out. The power of the bromance, Dr. Olivia Gerber, thank you.
Thank you so much.